All right, we're back. Second segment here for Who's Talking. First show of the new year, and we are delighted to have UVA assistant basketball coach Brad Soderberg. And Hobbo has got two more questions for the coach.
Yeah, Coach, first of all, we appreciate your bearing with us through the ad break there. Hopefully you had a chance to get something done or call your wife or whatever. But before we let you go, give us a little advanced scouting report on the Pitt game Wednesday night.
Well, as you know, anytime you play an ACC game, you better have your chin strap buckled, and we better do that going into Pittsburgh. They've got a very interesting lineup in that they have two players both averaging about 23 points a game. Michael Young is their power forward at 6'9", about 235. He's averaging 23 a game. And Jamel Ortiz, who's a 6'7 kid playing some points, is averaging just under 22 points a game. So we haven't seen that before. We've seen, you know, big scores, but not two on the same team. They have a new head coach, as you might know, and Kevin Stallings, who's a longtime head coach at Vanderbilt. And we scrimmaged Vanderbilt a year ago, so we have a little feel for what they're going to do. And, of course, we've watched every game they've played this year. So it's going to be a difficult assignment in trying to stop those guys. And they're a very big lineup. They start 6'7", 6'8", 6'6", 6'9", 6'8", which is that's just across the board some really big players. So we'll have our hands full, and getting wins on the road is so precious. So if we can find a way to come out of there with a one-point win in overtime, we'd be pleased with that very much so.
Yeah, I'd take that right now. Any significant difference in the way Coach Stallings, his style of play versus what Pitt has done in recent years?
Well, on their defensive end, they are switching a lot, which was very unlike Jamie Dixon's teams when he was there. They were primarily get-up-in-you kind of bump and grind kind of man-to-man, and Kevin Stallings' style is a little bit more finesse, and it's a little trickier because you have to be alert for guys jumping in passing lanes in that switching situation. So that'll be a little bit different, and I think Coach Stallings is a little bit more liberal offensively than Coach Dixon was, and they're putting up some big numbers right now on the year. They're averaging 82 points a game and take a lot of threes, so It'll be a challenge. We'll have to get back defensively and really strap it up. But I always feel good about that because if there's one thing, knock on wood, we can hang our hat on, it's the fact that we'll defend at a pretty high level.
Absolutely. Well, safe travels to Pittsburgh. Good luck up there. We'll be watching and rooting hard and bring home a W, and we'll look forward to Wake Forest on Sunday night after that. But, Coach, thank you so much for your time tonight.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on your show.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Coach.
Coach Brad Soderberg, I think we got Darren with some information here, how to follow the show and other information.
That's right. Talk about how you can follow us here at Who's Talking. You can reach us in the studio at 345-0910, streaming live on foxsportsrichmond.com, or, of course, on our sponsor, thesaber.com. Download the free iHeartRadio app so you can follow us on your smartphone when you're not in your car. And also follow us on Facebook at Who's Talking and send us a message on there if you'd like to get our newsletter on a regular basis.
Thank you, Darren. AP Top 25 came out, and Virginia actually moved up one spot. And, it's a shame. They got the big win on the road against a high-caliber, tough opponent like Louisville and then did not hold serve at home against, granted, a very tough Florida State team, but certainly a team Virginia had been beating regularly over the last 2.5 years.
Well, the teams that give us problems are the teams that shoot the three. Louisville is not one of them. At least, they made two threes against us the other night. Florida State made nine. Now, obviously, Mr. Bacon, Florida State made eight, I'm sorry, and six of the eight were Bacon. Teams like Virginia Tech, certainly Duke traditionally, even North Carolina, some of those schools that shoot the three really sometimes can cause a little problem for the pack line defense. And I know part of their effort and emphasis is to get out on the shooter and make it a contested shot. But sometimes, a good shooter can make a contested shot, as we found out on Saturday afternoon.
Well, it's interesting. You would think a game in which Virginia put up 58 and held the other team well below their average that they would win. So in some respects, the Cavaliers did what they wanted to, but in other respects, just too many turnovers. Hobbo, let me see here if I can find the number, because
Virginia turned it over 13 times.
13 turnovers.
Well,
is,
you know, they were up 7 at the half, you know, because they were down 10-2.
Yep.
And then 10-2, that means that was 28-13 run.
Yep.
For the last 15 or 16 minutes of the first half. So you really felt the team took control, but then second half, they came out and they just looked a little lackadaisical again. I think they scored one time on their first five or six possessions in the second half. So that, you know, sometimes you got to have that killer instinct and come out and put people away, and obviously we didn't do that.
Interesting, looking at the AP top 25, you know, Duke slipped all the way to number 8. Carolina slipped all the way to 14. I would say that North Carolina has got some serious issues. They are not defending anybody.
Yeah,
teams are getting a lot of points on them. And
Duke doesn't play defense the way they used to either. Clearly, you know, Villanova right now looks like the real deal, and they could be a threat to go back-to-back, which hasn't happened for a while. But it's a long year.
All right, we know that Vern Inge is coming on in the next segment. Stay with us. We've got a lot of interesting topics. This is Who's Talking. Segment 3 on the way shortly.